This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to this Ask Me Anything edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast. This is where I take questions from the audience and I give you my answers to them. If you haven't been to the Warrior Soul Podcast before, if this is your first time listening to us, my name is Chris Albert. I am a Marine Corps veteran, and I started this show with one mission in mind, and that is to empower the U.S. military veteran community and anybody else willing to listen to live their best lives. And I do that by delivering tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the members of my audience to show up as wiser, stronger, more capable human beings in the civilian world or anywhere else that they show up. So that's what this show is about. I love doing the show. I really appreciate those of you who have supported me over the past 3 years. The show is growing weekly. We are getting into the ears of more veterans. And with doing that, we are helping more veterans to dominate life. And if you guys want to help me do that, listen, here's the thing. Of course, I offer products. Of course, I have things to buy, but you don't ever have to buy anything from me. You can take advantage of the show for free. The only thing I ask of you in return is that you head over to iTunes and you write us a written rating and review. If this show has helped you in any way at all, if it's helped you, improve your life, even just a little bit, if you can head over to iTunes and write us a 5-star rating and a review, that helps us to get this show into the ears of so many more veterans. And in turn, we can help the veteran community and we can help this country by helping them to step up to become leaders in this society. So if you take the time, just takes 3 minutes, doesn't cost you anything, be a huge help. So this week, I've got a bunch of questions to cover, and a lot of them are fitness related questions. I got one non-fitness related question, and I will start with that one, the non-fitness related question. So I got a question this morning from a young man, and he had mentioned that he's been trying to get out of a bad relationship for a long time. The thing is, he loves this person so much, but the relationship is just completely toxic. It's bringing him down. They're having so many issues, and it's getting really, really bad. And he asked me, well, if you love a person, how do you just step away? And I want to preface this by saying I'm not the end-all, be-all, know-it-all of relationships. I've had a lot of mistakes that I've made in relationships over my time. I've been through a lot of pain through relationships. I've been through a divorce. And the biggest thing I can tell you is this: there is nothing that can ruin your life more than a toxic relationship. Now, I am a fan of marriage. I believe that marriage is an institution that should be respected. And having been through a divorce, I never wanted to go through a divorce. Never wanted to go through a divorce. I don't think anybody who gets married comes in and says, hey, I think I'm going to get divorced at a certain point. But here's the thing. I think that part of marriage is understanding the responsibility involved. When you guys get married, like, you can't escape from that person. You're financially tied to them. You're intertwined with them spiritually. You are intertwined with them financially. You're intertwined with them legally. And so part of the responsibility of getting married, I think, is making sure that you're getting married to the right person. And if you're involved with a toxic person and this person's giving you the signs while you're dating them, or if you're in a long-term relationship with them prior to getting married, then it is up to you to understand that it is your responsibility to either fix that situation before you get married or to get out of it entirely. Because if you do make the mistake of you know, becoming intertwined both spiritually, legally, and financially, then it's going to be your responsibility to deal with it afterwards. And if you end up going through a divorce, you're not only ruining your life, you're ruining that person's life as well, right? And you need to think about that. And so my advice to you is this: if you're in a toxic relationship right now, you have to understand that you staying in that relationship, that's not just hurting you. That's hurting the person you're involved with, and it's hurting everybody's around you. If you end up having kids with that person, then that is also going to affect your children. And so while this is not an easy decision, and this is so much easier said than done, and I definitely sympathize with you here, you need to make the decision. You can't just waffle. You can't just sit there and say, hey, I'm going to hope everything turns out for the best. You can't just sit there and say, okay, maybe they'll change or maybe I'll change. You have to either do one of two things. You have to commit to working with that person. And remember, it's a two-way street. So they have to commit to working with you, and you have to hammer out these issues. Or if that commitment is not going to happen, you need to have the strength and the moral clarity and the non-selfishness to walk away. And I will tell you that, yes, if you work this out, it's awesome, right? But if it doesn't work out and you end up walking away, life will go on. You will be able to find another person. That person also will be able to find another person. And maybe that's what you're a little bit tentative on. Maybe you don't want that other person to find somebody else. And if that's the case, then you got to look at yourself and you got to say, well, man, I'm being selfish here, right? Remember, staying in a toxic relationship is not just going to affect you. It's going to affect your partner. It's going to affect children if you have them. It is going to affect everybody around you, everybody who loves you and cares about you and wants you to be your best. So don't sit there in indecision, and don't sit there and turn yourself into somebody who's just holding on to someone because you're scared you're going to lose them, because that's selfish. That's not being a man, right? You've got to make the hard decision regardless of what's going to happen, right? And you have to make the hard decision so that you can become who you're supposed to be, and so your partner can become who they're supposed to be, right? And if you're just holding on to that, then you're not letting them do that, and you're not letting yourself do that. And in turn, you're not being who you need to be for the world, okay? And I know I'm again, that's a hard thing, and I don't want you to think that what I'm saying is callous. I've been there before, but you're going to be so much better off if you make that decision for one way or the other. But if you're going to stay together, it's got to be a full-on commitment. Okay. The next question, now we're going to get into some of these fitness questions here. My boy Nathan, he asked me, what's a better exercise, traditional straight bar deadlift or hex bar deadlift? Do the benefits from straight bar outweigh the additional shear on the spine? Here's what I would say. They're actually two different exercises, in my opinion. So when you're looking at a straight bar deadlift, there's going to be more of a hip hinge involved. Okay, now, what do I mean by hip hinge? That's where you are actually bending at the waist. And what's happening is when you're hinging, you're not bending over. You're actually just pushing your butt back and activating your hamstrings, right? And so on a traditional deadlift, what's happening is your chest is starting over the bar. You're in a bent knee position. Your shoulders are back. Your chest is out. Okay. With a hex bar, what tends to happen is you end up getting into a little bit more of a squat position. Now, it's a different load than a squat because the weight is not on your shoulders, but the mechanics become much more like a squat. And so what I would say is this, there are two different exercises, and I believe that each one has their particular benefits. So I'm not in a position to say that one is better than the other. They work two different things. What I would say is that hex bar is fantastic if you're looking to do non-eccentric stuff. So what do I mean by non-eccentric stuff? I mean that you're picking the bar up, you're picking the hex bar up, deadlifting the weight, and then just dropping it. You're not going down with it. And that's great for performance. It's great for working explosion. Straight bar, of course, is awesome if you're a power lifter. And if you are looking to incorporate that posterior chain strengthening into your routine. And so that's going to work a little bit more your glutes, a little bit more your hamstring, even a little bit more of your upper back, right? The hex bar is going to work a little bit more of your quads and your glutes. Okay. Now, as far as the sheer pressure on the spine, here's the next thing I would say. I think that unless you're a power lifter, the idea of deadlifting more than you can handle, well, you shouldn't do it, right? Unless you're a power lifter. Now, if you're a power lifter, your goal is to lift as much weight as possible. But most of the people here, they're lifting weights to perform better at other things. They're lifting weights to perform better, let's say, at being in the military, being in the infantry, being in their job to prevent injury. Maybe some of you guys play sports that you're trying to keep yourselves from being injured at. And in that case, what I would say is that you don't want to be lifting crazy, crazy amounts of weight. Of course, you want to challenge yourself, but I don't see any reason why you should be trying to approach a one rep max on a deadlift unless you're training for a powerlifting competition. And so my advice to you is this. I would deadlift, and I would deadlift weight that you could do 5 repetitions at, right? And that should alleviate a lot of the potential for injury. Now, in addition to that, I'd really work on your technique. Like I said before, pulling your shoulders back, sticking your chest out, working on your hip hinge, that can reduce a lot of that shear pressure on the spine. And the truth is that most people don't know how to deadlift correctly. And what I'll do is I will put a video up on the show notes from my YouTube channel that can help you with this, that will show you how. And I use the Coach's Eye app to show you how to take you through those body mechanics that you're going to need. That being said, I do believe that the deadlift is something that most people should include in their routine. Unless you've got a really severe spinal injury, unless your back is completely messed up, it's a great exercise to include in your routine because there is no other real exercise out there, even squats, that are going to put the load on your skeletal system like deadlifts are. And that's going to improve your bone density. It is going to help you so much as far as total body strength. And it's just a really great exercise to improve performance. So check the show notes out. I will give you that video so that you guys can work on your form and get as much as possible out of that exercise. Sal Bolanos, he said, I'm 43 years old, going on 44. He said, I may be thinking about checking my testosterone levels. He said, the VA won't support it, so I have to look at outside resources. So a couple of things here. Testosterone replacement therapy has grown increasingly popular over the past few years. There's a lot of anti-aging clinics popping up all over the place. There are a lot of doctors, a lot of chiropractors doing anti-aging, right? And so a lot of men are feeling the pressure or the desire to go and begin using exogenous hormones through the consultation of a doctor to increase their testosterone levels. And I think that's fine. I'm all for it, particularly if you're having a problem with testosterone production. There are a few things that I would say you need to try first before you do this, because once you're on testosterone replacement therapy, there's number one, you're going to be on the therapy forever, right? You will develop a dependency on the therapy itself. And if you're on that therapy for a while, let's say you haven't had kids yet, well, that can eventually keep you from having kids, right? Because you're injecting exogenous testosterone in your body that can lead to sterility and things like that, right? So that danger is always there. So number one thing I'd recommend before you do this is to make some improvements in your nutrition, right? Now, I know everybody's like, oh, but I don't want to work. What's diet going to do? Nobody. Here's the thing. Digestion is one of the things that can most certainly lead to a testosterone deficiency. And if you improve your digestion and you improve your nutrition, you ensure that you are getting healthy fats, right? Good cholesterol in your diet to give you the raw materials for producing testosterone, then that can reduce your need for exogenous testosterone, right? And so that's one thing. I wrote an article for Testosterone Nation last year that talked about bad digestion and testosterone. And this is one of the things. There's so many men walking around with horrible digestion. I'm talking everything from heartburn to gut dysbiosis to leaky gut syndrome to full-blown ulcerative colitis or Crohn's like I have. And if you are dealing with those issues, you cannot let that go. You got to fix that. So I wrote an article last year with steps to improve your gut health, improve your intestinal tract. And, you know, a lot of these are basic. So number one, chew your food, right? Number two, if you're eating vegetables, make sure you're cutting them up, letting them sit there for 10 minutes before you eat them and then steaming them or softening them in some way. If you're eating nuts or grains, make sure you're eating them soaked or sprouted, right? You know, getting collagen protein into your diet so that you can heal any issues with the intestinal lining, right? Making sure that you are getting good sources of butyrate and a diet that's full of probiotics. Now, here's why. Your intestinal tract houses about 75% of your immune system. It's also connected to your brain via something called the vagus nerve. And if your intestinal tract is damaged, it can lead to inflammation. Now, this affects you testosterone-wise in two ways. The first one is very direct, and that is through your testicles. Your testicles are outside of your body for a reason, and that's because they don't like inflammation. They don't like heat. And if you've got high levels of inflammation from a bad digestive tract, well, what can start to happen is as those inflammatory levels go up, your Leydig cells, the cells responsible for producing testosterone, they start to die off, right? So that can lead to horrible testosterone production. The other way is through your brain. Your brain is connected directly to your intestinal tract via something called the vagus nerve. And if you've got inflammation coming from your gut, that can affect your brain. That can in turn affect your hypothalamus and affect your pituitary. And that in turn can lead to a decrease in the production of testosterone precursors, like follicle stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone, right? And that in turn can also affect your testosterone production because it's hitting it farther up in the hormonal cascade. Now, veterans have an additional worry here, and that is the fact that they've been around things like explosions and gunshots and probably have sustained low-level TBI at some point. And in that case, you already have brain inflammation going on. And so if you're going to go and you're going to go see a doctor, you should find somebody who specializes in this for veterans. So a couple of good places you can go. Number one, Dr. Mark Gordon. He runs something called the Warrior Angels Foundation, along with Andrew Marr. And he's been perfecting therapy like this for veterans for a long time. I've interviewed him several times on the show. And again, I will include the links to that on the show notes here. But in addition to that, Nick Koumoulatos, who's been a guest on this show as well, former Marine Corps Raider, he has also begun working with doctors to get therapy for veterans on a low-level basis or a low-cost basis by working with a few of these anti-aging doctors. So I'll provide links to that up on the show notes as well. The big thing is if you're a veteran and you're dealing with this, you really want to make sure you're working with somebody who's not just going to give you a few hundred milligrams of testosterone cypionate and say, and call it a day. You want to make sure that somebody is really, really taking the time to look at your hormonal profile and seeing how they can fix that cascade. Kavita, she said, how do you stay motivated and disciplined? And I've been talking about this for the past few weeks as far as goals are concerned. The way I stay motivated and disciplined is that every goal that I am going after, I attach it to a higher meaning in my life. Right? I attach it to a higher meaning in my life. So when it comes to doing something like this podcast, which, by the way, I mean, it takes a good amount of work. I'm not trying to canonize myself here, but it takes a lot of work to do the show. And there's not a lot of return on it, right? So like financially, there's not a lot of return, right? But what keeps me doing it? Well, the thing that keeps me doing it is understanding the impact that it's having on the community, right? My community, the veteran community, it pushes me to get up every single day knowing that I'm helping these guys out, knowing that somewhere out there, there's a young veteran listening to me who is looking for a better way in life. And I think about that every single morning. I visualize that every single morning. Before I'm going to do a show like this, I sit there, I visualize, actually think about what that guy looks like, what he's going through right now. And I think about, you know, how happy he'd be if he just fixed one of the problems in his life. And that's what keeps me going. So visualization is a big thing. When I'm thinking about my fitness goals, I sit there and I think about my life with Shauna, my amazing girlfriend. And I think about what I want our lives to look like as we get older together. I think about what our kids are going to look like. I think about what our house is going to look like. I think about what I'm going to look like. I'm 10 years older than her. And so the last thing in the world I want is for me to be old and feeble and weak and be a burden on her. And so when I am thinking about going to train, if there's a doubt that comes up in my mind about training, then I think about myself as what it would be like if I was old and feeble and she had to take care of me. And, you know, and then I switch that with a vision of myself being strong, being old, playing around with my grandkids. And so I attach that meaning to it. You know, it can't be about vanity. It can't be just about, okay, I want six-pack abs, or I want this, or I want to look like this, right? Because that doesn't mean much. At the end of the day, if you don't have six-pack abs, you're going to keep going. But if you attach it to something that is so important to you, that is so meaningful to you, that no matter what you do, you're going to keep going, that's how you stay motivated. That's how you stay disciplined, right? You have to think about what this actually means to you, okay? And I hope that makes sense, right? Because for a lot of people, it doesn't. But I'm working on a book right now on that. Hopefully that'll be out later this year. That's one of my 2020 goals. So, and finally, I've been getting a lot of people coming at me with the carnivore diet, right? Because obviously I suffer from ulcerative colitis. There's a lot of people who think that the carnivore diet is a cure. And here's my take. I've interviewed Dr. Sean Baker on this show. I've got respect for Dr. Baker. And I definitely see a lot of people getting a lot of anecdotal, at least, benefits from the carnivore diet. And here's what I'll say. I look at the carnivore diet as an elimination diet. And whenever you eliminate a lot of the crap that we eat, right, in addition to eliminating potential allergens, then you are going to feel better, right? If you get rid of the sugar, if you get rid of all the crap in your diet, you're going to feel better. But here's the thing, right? Is that good for the long term, right? Do I think somebody should be on the carnivore diet for like 6-7 years? And the answer is this: I don't know. What I do know is that if you are following a diet that completely eliminates every single thing, every other nutrient, every other food class for a long period of time, for a lot of people, that's not going to be sustainable, right? It's not going to be sustainable. And in addition to that, I don't know that it is healthy. I mean, common sense wise, it sounds like it's not. But again, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, don't do the carnivore diet or do the carnivore diet. What I will say is that for me, that doesn't make sense. For me, that doesn't make sense. I've done things close to the carnivore diet before, and it didn't have a huge impact on me. But again, you know, and also just from what I know about gut bacteria and heterocyclic amines and some of the cancer-causing compounds in meat, I know that if you're not getting certain other things in your diet, that can have an impact. So what I would say is this: if you're trying the carnivore diet and it's working out for you, awesome. Just really pay attention to yourself, pay attention to your digestion, make sure you're getting your blood work done. Cause from my memory, when Dr. Baker got his blood work done, it didn't look very good. So that's my take on it, guys. And you know, a lot of people want me to come out and say, yes, do this or don't do that, but I'm not going to do that because honestly, I'm not God and I don't know. So that's where I'm at with that. And that looks like I covered all of the, somebody asked me this: what are my thoughts on the current state of the fitness industry? What are my thoughts on the current state of the fitness industry? There's good and bad. There's good and bad. We live in an amazing time and place because we get a lot of commentary, right? Through YouTube, through podcasts like this, right? And I think that's awesome. At the same time, you know, there's just so much stuff out there. There's so many different perspectives, and people have like carded themselves off into different tribes. There's a lot of bad advice out there, right? What I think it comes down to is this: the onus on becoming fit, the onus on becoming as fit as possible, as healthy as possible, and performing as best as possible, it's not on the industry, it's on us. It's on our ability to get out there to research, to discern what's the truth and what's not. And the only way to do that is to educate ourselves. And so my thought on the fitness industry is that if you don't want the bad things in the fitness industry to affect you, then make sure you're doing your homework. Make sure you are putting the time in to learn. Make sure that you are putting the time into yourself to understand your body as much as possible. And that alert says that I have to jump onto a meeting in a second. So I am going to end this show. Again, I want to thank you guys so much for the support you've given the Warrior Soul podcast. Please, if you enjoyed this episode or any other episode that we've done, head over to iTunes, write us a written rating and review. Support our sponsors. We've got amazing sponsor in F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of macadamia nut butter, delicious packets of just awesome fats, right, that you can carry around with you everywhere. They also make meat snacks, and they make some really awesome cheese crisps. So you can head over to www.dropinfbomb.com, use the code WarriorSoul at checkout, and you'll get yourself 20% off your first order. In addition to that, check out Save the Brave, savethebrave.org. They do amazing things for veterans, amazing things for Gold Star families. They put together camaraderie retreats. They put together events to help Gold Star families. They're doing amazing work. And I absolutely adore that organization. You want to donate to savethebrave.org, head over to savethebrave.org and make your donation today. And if you want to support the Warrior Soul podcast, there's a few different ways of doing so outside of writing a review. You can head over to our amazing store, the Warrior Soul Shop. That's up at warriorsoul.shop. We've got some awesome t-shirts that are designed and printed by U.S. Marines up in our Santa Barbara location. You can check those out. We've got great skivvy shirts, great graphic shirts, we're going to be having some more for you on the way. You can also join the Warrior Obituary Society. What's that? That is our own private mastermind where our members empower each other to live absolutely epic lives worthy of epic obituaries. We get together once a week. for a live call. We've got an 8-week development program up front that all new members go through. It's kind of like a boot camp. You're going to be customizing your own fitness plan. You're going to be customizing your own personal finance plan. You are going to be learning how to network, learning how to focus on your goals, develop a vision. We'll get you set up to find success in your business or career, and we'll help you with your personal network and your relationships. We've also got our own private forum. We don't do anything over social media. We do everything over Slack, and we've kept everything to a really, really, really doable price. We've got a great group of veterans, civilians, and active duty military in there, and you can head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com and you can check that out. And then finally, if you want to support the show and you don't want to do any of that other stuff, you can head over to Patreon. We've got a Patreon set up for donations. You can donate as little as a dollar or as much as $400. You can do that at www.patreon.com/warriorsoulpodcast, and any little bit helps. So again, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this AMA episode, and I will be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, hoping you go out there and live your best life while you can. And I am out.